I've enjoyed being with you for these few short days.
在短短的几天, 与弟兄姊妹同在, 非常的喜乐,
edified in fellowship.
我们在这个交通里边一同成长,
and blessed by the presence of the Lord.
主耶稣的同在, 实在是大大的祝福了我们,
we so love His Word.
我们非常爱慕他的话,
so many wonderful discoveries in His Word.
在他的话里边, 我们有更多奇妙的发现,
and we have been looking at Leviticus chapter 23.
我们在读立位记23章,
we want to read some verses from there tonight.
今天晚上我们要继续来读一些23章里边的话。
In this chapter are listed the seven feasts of the Jews.
在这里列出来犹太人他们要过的七个节期。
We know in later days they added some further feasts.
我们知道后来犹太人又加了一些其他的节日。
The Feast of Purim, the Feast of Hanukkah, and others.
普尔节, 建殿, 献殿节,
but these were the holy convocations that were commanded by the Lord. That's what we find in Leviticus
23.
Now, we begin tonight as we look at three final feasts. We begin in verse 23. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a reminder by blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work, but you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord.
耶和华对摩西说：“你小谕以色列人说，七月初一，你们要守为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将火祭献给耶和华。”And
then we have the Day of Atonement.
然后是赎罪日.
Beginning in verse 26.
26节.
The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on exactly the 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you, and you shall humble your souls and present an offering by fire to the Lord. You shall not do any work on this same day, for it is a Day of Atonement to make atonement on your behalf before the Lord your God. If there's any person who will not humble himself on this day, he shall be cut off from his people.
耶和华小谕摩西说：“七月初十是赎罪日，你们要守为圣会，并要刻苦己心，也要将火祭献给耶和华。当这日什么工都不可做，因为是赎罪日，要在耶和华你们的神面前赎罪。当这日凡不刻苦己心的，必从民中剪除。凡这日做什么工的，我必将他从民中除灭。”
Verse 31, you shall do no work at all. It is to be a perpetual statute throughout your generations in all your dwelling places. It is a Sabbath of Sabbaths. That's what it literally says to you. And you shall humble your souls on the ninth of the month at evening, from evening until evening, you shall keep your Sabbath.
31节，你们什么工都不可做，这在你们一切的住处作为世世代代永远的定例。你们要守这日为圣安息日，就是安息日的安息日。你们要刻苦己心，从这月初九日晚上到次日晚上要守为安息日。
And verse 39, we see the Feast of Booths or Tabernacles.
第39节我们看见收藏节或者祝棚节。
On exactly the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the crops of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord for 7 days, with a Sabbath on the first day and a Sabbath on the 8th day.
你们收藏了地的出产，就从七月十五日起，要守耶和华的节七日，第一日为圣安息。
Now on the first day you shall take for yourselves the foliage of beautiful trees, palm branches, and boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days.
第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子 与茂密树的枝条，并河旁的柳枝，在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐七日。
You shall thus celebrate it as a feast to Jehovah for 7 days in the year. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month.
每年七月间要向耶和华守这节七日，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All the native born in Israel shall dwell in booths, so that your generations may know that I had the sons of Israel live in tents or booths when I brought them out from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the sons of Israel the appointed times of the Lord.
你们要住在棚里七日，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里，好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在棚里。我是耶和华你们的神。于是摩西将耶和华的节期传给以色列人。We
have been talking about feasts of fellowship.
我们在交通到节期和与神的交通。First
Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节,
it says that God has called us into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ.
说到神呼召我们进入到与他儿子的交通里面。
So let's have just a further word of prayer.
让我们继续有点祷告。
As we come into this fellowship of life again tonight.
当我们今天晚上再次进到这个生命交通里面的时候。
Oh Father, we thank you that this was your plan for us.
父亲，我们感谢你，这是你向着我们的计划。That
we would walk in paradise and speak with you in the cool of the day.
我们可以在乐园里，在起凉风的时候与你同行。And
even though we sinned and fell,
虽然我们犯了罪堕落。You
sent your Son into this world.
你把你的爱子差遣到世上。That
this blessed fellowship may be restored.
这个蒙福的交通得以恢复。As
we go through our busy lives.
当我们在繁忙的生活里面,
we hold as sacred those moments where we have fellowship with Thee.
我们与你交通的时刻是何等的神圣。
And we pray even tonight as we share the Word of God together.
当今天晚上我们一同在你话语里面交通的时候,
it may be life to our spirit and soul.
愿这对我们的灵和魂成为生命。
We depend upon the Holy Spirit.
我们完全信靠我们的主圣灵。
He is the one who enables us to have fellowship.
是他使我们有能力得以交通。Thank
you for this fullness.
我们为着这个丰满来感谢。Father,
Son, and Spirit.
父亲、儿子和圣灵。We
thank you in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
我们靠着主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求祷告。Amen. Amen.
Fellowship of the feast.
节期的交通。There's
a great mystery in fellowship.
交通实在是一个奥秘。
There is an uncreated life, Zoe, that comes from God.
是这个不是被造的生命从神那边赐下来。
This Zoe life has no beginning and it has no end.
这个生命没有始没有终。
It is uncreated life.
是不是被造的生命。
It is eternal life.
是永远的生命。
And even though we are human beings living on this earth for only a certain number of days,
虽然我们作为人在地上不过生活一段时间,
when we come to the Lord Jesus, we enter into eternal life.
当我们来到主耶稣的面前的时候，我们就进入到永生。
At 20 years old, I was not saved.
当我20岁的时候，我还没有得救。
But I was under conviction.
但那个时候我已经有了责备。
And some Christian friends took me to hear Billy Graham one night.
有一天晚上，我的基督徒朋友带我到Billy Graham的布道会。
On the way home in the car,
在回家的路上，在车里,
I came up with a great idea. I told my friends,
我告诉我的朋友,
just before I die, I'm going to accept Jesus.
就在我要死的那个之前,
now, you can't beat that. I could live my own life, but just before I die, I accept Jesus.
这看起来很好的一个计划,
now, my friend, they were both sitting in the front of the car.
我的朋友,
and one of my friends turned around. And he says, if you accept Jesus with your last breath, you will be saved.
如果你在咽最后一口气的时候信主，你也会得救。
And then he said something that caught my attention.
但是他马上说了一句话，抓住了我的心。
He said, "You'll be saved at your deathbed."
你是在你的死的床上，你会得救。
But you will have missed a whole lifetime of eternal life.
但是你却错过了在这一生中间过永生的生活。
For eternal life is not what happens when we die and go to heaven.
永生并不是说当我们死了以后到天堂里面才开始。
Eternal life is what we experience from the moment we believe in Jesus Christ.
永生就在我们接受主耶稣基督那一刹那开始。
And we find there's another life within us.
我们看见有另外一个生命进到我们里面。
And even more wonderfully, we find that we can share this life with others who also believe in Jesus.
更奇妙的就是我们发现可以与其他拥有这个生命的圣徒一同交通。
And into this fellowship of life we have been called.
神呼召我们都来进入这个生命的交通。
We love the Father and the Son.
我们爱神父神爱神。
We love one another.
我们也彼此相爱。
And we fellowship.
然后我们就相交。
How do you describe this life that's moving in all these directions, vertically and horizontally?
你怎么样子来描述这样的一个生命里面的交通在不同的方向上头这种垂直的和平行的
And so we have this picture in the Old Testament of feasts as a picture of this living fellowship.
所以在旧约圣经里面我们就有这样一幅图画在节期里边作为交通的一幅图画
Our brother already mentioned the illustration of the Chinese feast.
我们的弟兄刚才描述到中国人的这个筵席的情形
Now you just sit there around the big table.
你坐在一个大桌子的面前。
Now the cook has to provide the food and bring it to the table.
厨师要准备食物，要带到放到桌子上。
Unless God gives us the food, we have nothing to eat.
除非神赐给我们食物，我们没有东西吃。
Sometimes we wait around forever for Aunt Gladys to show up, and we're eating peanuts and jellyfish.
有些时候我们会在那边等等等，就没有什么东西吃，只吃花生米。
But eventually, they come with a whole bunch of plates.
然后最后他们把各种各样的盘盘叠叠摆在我们面前。
Now the cook has brought the plates to us through his servants.
然后靠着这些服务生，然后把厨师预备好的食物端上来。
But now we have a job.
现在我们开始有了事情做。
Now it isn't just to eat everything in front of us.
不是说把你眼前的食物都吃掉。
Now we have to pass everything around.
我们必须要把这些东西来传彼此的传递。
There's a horizontal dimension.
这个地方你看见就有一个平面的交通。
And so we push the lazy Susan around.
我们就把这个鱼翅汤来彼此传递。
You know, this is what Americans call this rotating table. Oh, lazy Susan.
他们把这个转盘叫做 lazy Susan.
Yes, he's, yeah.Susan is supposed to be the hostess, but she's too lazy to go around and hand everybody food. So she said, "Here, take it."
Susan 应该是这个女主人，她应该去把这个盘子传来传去，但她太懒了，所以就发明了一个盘子，然后转盘。
So of course, I love Chinese feasts.
当然，我很喜欢中国的宴席。
I have to confess, I have a certain advantage.
我必须要承认，我其实是有些有利的条件。
Because I look like Santa Claus, they always pass it to me first.
因为我看起来像 Santa Claus 所以他们圣诞老人所以他们经常就把第一个食物送给我
And so I said no I try to pass it but it always comes back to me
我说不要我想把它传到下一个但是它总是回到我的面前
And finally my host next to me she goes over or he goes over and picks the biggest piece of lobster off the plate and puts it on my plate
最后这个主人就把这个最大的龙虾夹起来放在我的盘子上
this is fellowship
这是交通
Now we see this fellowship in the early church.
然后我们看见这样的交通在早期的教会。
You know, fellowship isn't just talking about Jesus.
交通并不是指那边谈论主耶稣。
It's being Jesus.
而是活出主耶稣。
It was fellowship when some dear sister opened her home and 8 visitors stayed in her home and she fed them and kept them for more than a year after Pentecost.
五旬节之后有一个姊妹打开她的家用一年的时间来接待来喂养弟兄姊妹
Fellowship is when Barnabas went and sold his property and gave the money and put it at the apostles' feet for everybody's help
巴拿巴把他的家产全部变卖掉然后把钱拿来让弟兄姊妹来使用
And in these simple ways when these acts were done people saw Jesus in Barnabas and Jesus in that host
这就是交通当他们把这些一切 都变卖摆在弟兄姊妹面前的时候，弟兄姊妹们在他们身上看见了主耶稣。
There's a young brother who fellowships with us in Manhattan.
在曼哈顿有一个年轻的弟兄与我们有交通。
He comes from a foreign country.
他是从一个外国来到美国。
And he recently, in the last few years, has gone through a very difficult time.
过去几年，他的生活里充满了很多的艰难。
Actually, he was beaten up by robbers and almost died. He lost an eye and broke his mouth. And
他被小偷打伤了，甚至几乎是要失明。
Now, this brother heard about our meeting.
他听说了我们的聚会。
And he came to visit us.
他就来看看我们的聚会。
He was all alone.
他是一个人。
And he walked in the door.
他进门以后。
And he met the various people there.
他就跟我们一些弟兄姊妹交通交谈。
He didn't know anybody, but he came for a second week.
他并不认识任何人，但是第二个礼拜他又回来。
And this was his testimony.
这是他的见证。
He opened the door.
他打开了门。
And the brother from all the way across the room said, "Brother so-and-so," and went over there and gave him a hug.
然后有一个弟兄从屋子的对面就说某某某弟兄，然后他就过来拥抱他。
And this struggling Christian brother.
这个弟兄，这个基督徒弟兄，他正在挣扎的里面。
He says, "Here I am in New York City."
他说：“现在我来到纽约城。
”And this is the only man who knows my name.
这是唯一的一个人，他知道我的名字是什么。
And he welcomed me with the love of Jesus.
然后他就用耶稣的爱来欢迎我。
Now that brother has been with us now for more than a year.
这个弟兄现在与我们聚会已经有超过一年。
And that's his testimony of how he came to meet with us.
这是他的见证，他如何的来与我们一同聚会。
A brother.
他是个弟兄。
Who said, "Brother," and named his name after one meeting.
一次聚会以后，这个弟兄就记住了他的名字。
But he saw Jesus in that.
但在这个里面，他看见了主。
This is a great mystery fellowship.
交通实在是一个极大的奥秘。
And as we look at this whole matter of fellowship, we have been looking at these feasts.
当我们在交通这件事情的时候，我们看见这个节期。
And I hope we've noticed in these feasts there's a few things that are similar.
我希望大家看见这些节期是有些相同的点。
Each feast starts with a Sabbath.
每一个节期都是在安息日开始。
Each feast is a fulfillment, was fulfilled through Jesus.
每一个节期都是靠着耶稣基督来成全的。
Each feast is enjoyed with others in the feast.
每一个节期都是弟兄姊妹一同来享受。
And so we have looked at four of these feasts in Leviticus 23.
我们看了四个节期。
They're called holy convocations.
被称为圣会。
God says, "I have surrounded this time and set it apart."
神说，我已经分别这些时间，分别为圣。
And I am calling you together so that I may speak to you.
我把你们呼召到一起，让我自己来对你们说话。
So you must rest from your work.
所以你们必须要停止你们的工作。
Rest from your home.
你们要从你们的家里边都放下工作。
Come to Zion.
你们都一同来到锡安山。
Join in this oneness.
能够在这个合一的里面来相聚。
How good and how pleasant it is.
这是何等美好，何等美善。
We have looked at the four feasts of the early rains.
我们看见早期的这四个节期。
There were four feasts in the springtime.
在春天有这样四个节期。
As you know, around what we call Easter now, that's the time of the Passover.
我们现在称为复活节的那个时候是在过去的逾越节的那个时间。
And we see as Christians that fellowship is fellowshipping with the Passover Lamb, the Lord Jesus.
作为基督徒，我们知道逾越节是在与逾越节的这个羊羔，就是我们的主耶稣基督来相交。
The only way we can fellowship is under His blood.
在他的血的遮盖底下，是我们唯一能够相交的点。
The enemy wants to get us out from underneath the blood and uncovered.
仇敌要想把我们从这个血的遮盖底下拿出来。
But if you stay under the blood, you have fellowship with the Passover Lamb.
但是你要在这个宝血遮盖之下，你就在羔羊的交通的里面。
And we share the Lamb with one another.
然后我们就彼此来分享这个羔羊。
Even as the children of Israel ate the lamb that had been slain for the blood.
就像以色列的人民，他们在那边吃这个逾越节的羊羔。
Now we're talking about spiritual reality.
我们在这里谈论的是属灵的实际。
This is an eating of the Lord spiritually. Later on, as the church went into darkness, they came up with this doctrine that the bread and the cup actually turned into the body and blood of Jesus.
后来当教会走入黑暗期的时候，他们就想到了一个说法，就说我们吃的饼和杯就是主耶稣的身体和血所变成的。
But that's not the meaning of the bread and the cup.
但是那却不是饼杯的真实意义。
It's a revelation of the life in the life of Jesus Christ, our Passover.
而是借着启示让我们看见主耶稣基督的生命，他是我们逾越节的羔羊。
When we see a brother, when we see a sister,
当我们看见一位弟兄或者一位姊妹,
they're under the blood.
他们是在宝血遮盖之下。
Treat them as someone who's under the precious blood.
我们必须要把他们当作在宝血遮盖底下的弟兄姊妹来接受。
This is the basis of our fellowship.
这是我们能够彼此相交的那个根基。
But we also fellowship in the purity of the Lord Jesus in the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
我们也在无酵节里边来在耶稣基督的圣节上与他相交。
And so now that we're under the blood of the Lamb,
现在我们在羔羊的宝血遮盖之下,
we must search out and destroy all leaven that would hurt this living fellowship we have.
我们必须要来寻找，要来找出所有那些拦阻我们彼此相交的那些旧教。
All of us as Christians have to be willing to be dealt with about our flesh.
每一位基督徒，我们都要情愿被主来对付我们的肉体。
And then we have the third feast.
然后我们就有这第三个节。
We fellowship in Christ, the first fruits of resurrection life.
在基督里面，我们来过他作为初熟节。
Now we are new creatures in Christ.
我们现在在基督里面是一个新造。
We're seated together in the heavenlies.
我们与主一同坐在天上。
And we're to fellowship on resurrection ground.
我们要在复活的根基上来彼此的交通。
We don't fellowship each other.
我们不是只是彼此交通。
We fellowship the Lord in each other.
我们是在与彼此里边的基督来相交。
And then finally, we enjoy the Feast of Pentecost.
最后，我们来到五旬节里边。
We fellowship because of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够相交是因为有圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is upon us.
圣灵在我们的身上。
Because fellowship involves sometimes praying for the healing of somebody who's sick, and the Lord's life goes from you to somebody else with healing power.
交通有些时候意味着我们又为有病的人祷告，我们让神的生命从你的身上能够流露出来，流通到有需要的人身上。
But we also fellowship by the Holy Spirit's life within as we share with one another.
当我们彼此相交的时候，我们也靠着住在里边的圣灵来彼此相交。
And we also fellowship because the Holy Spirit is among us as we've been joined together into one body by His baptism.
我们靠着圣灵的劲，我们也彼此能够相交，成为一个合一的身体。
Now there's no other religion in the world that makes such a claim.
没有任何一位其他的宗教，他们可以这样来宣告。
That we can live upon this earth, but walk with the life of God.
我们可以人在地上生活，但是却靠着神的生命与他同行。
We can walk with Him and talk with Him.
我们可以与神同行，与神交谈。
We can find Him in our brothers and our sisters.
我们可以在我们的弟兄或者姊妹的身上看见我们的主。
This is indeed a new and living way.
这实在是一个又新又活的道路。
Even though we're on this earth,
甚至在我们仍然在地上生活。
We live a heavenly life.
我们活一个属天的生命。
It's very earthy,
看起来很属地。
But it's not of this world.
但却不属于这个世界。
It's very human,
看起来是像人过的。
But it transcends humanity.
但它却超越人性。
We live a different life than the rest of the people in this world.
我们是跟世界上所有其他的人过一个不同的生活。
And this is because of all that our Lord Jesus has done.
这是一切都是根据于我们主耶稣基督所完成的工作。
And this is all pictured in those springtime feasts that we've mentioned.
所有这一切都在这个春天的节期里边被描述出来。
But we see as we read tonight, there's a second cluster of feasts that happen in the fall.
第二，我们在下面一段看见，在秋天的时候所过的这几个节气。
Now between the springtime and the fall, there's the long, hot, dry summer.
在春天和秋天之间有一个很长的、很干的夏天。
Now during the summertime, the Lord does a growth, but it's a hidden growth.
在夏天的时候，神让我们成长，但却是一个隐藏的成长。
It's the fellowship of His suffering.
这是在他的受苦里边有交通。
Having been established under His blood and with unleavened bread, and with first fruits, and with the spirit of Pentecost.
靠着他的宝血，靠着他来除尽我们的旧教，靠着他为我们复活，也在圣灵的里面，我们能够交通。
The Lord allows us to go through the summer of fellowship.
神就带领我们能够来经过这个夏天的交通。
Our brother Wang wonderfully displayed and shared about this walk in the cross.
王弟兄非常奇妙地跟我们分享了如何地在十字架的道路上来行走。
The Lord is doing a maturing work in His saints.
神在他的圣徒的中间来做一个使我们能够成熟的工作。
There's often a hidden work that's going on in the dry and secret place.
经常在这个干枯的秘密的地方隐秘处神让我们的生命成长
But there is that quiet growth
这是那个静悄悄的成长
Oh, we love feasts of fellowship
我们实在是很盼望在筵席里边来交通
But we remember Paul who had risen to the maturity of asking for fellowship in his sufferings as well
我们知道保罗成熟的时候他在那边说他要与主的受苦的主有份
You know, there's nothing that binds us so together as when we're going through an experience of the cross together.
只有当我们一同在十字架里边有交通的时候，我们才能够被主带到一起。
And so the summer is necessary.
所以夏天是非常必须的。
No feasts.
没有节期。
Just a walk.
就是与主同行。
A sojourn.
就是一个旅程。
Sometimes it seems a wilderness.
有些时候看起来像一个旷野。
And it's in those times.
就是在这样的时间里
that we need to believe that God is doing a special work in us.
我们必须要相信神在我们的生命里边做一个特别的工作。
Often these seem like long, long days.
很多时候感觉上是一个很漫长的日子。
But the silence of the summer is broken.
但是夏天的这个安静后来终于被打破。
By the sound of the shofar trumpets.
是靠着这个吹角节的这个号声
On the first day of the seventh month
第七个月的第一日
Suddenly the trumpets sound
突然你听见了这个角被吹响
It's as if it's awaking us up from summer
好像是把我们从夏天的这个睡眠里面 被叫醒过来
I understand that some of you were awakened at 6 a.m. this morning by Amazing Grace on bagpipes
我知道我们今天早上有些弟兄姊妹醒过来就听见了他们在吹这个奇异恩典
So we're truly experiencing a holy convocation here、huh?
我们在这里实在经历一个盛会
And suddenly the trumpet sound
突然这个角声被我们听见
Now the truth of the matter is and here is the amazing part about Israel
这实在是以色列生活里边的一个很惊奇的一面
On that first day the priestsblow those trumpets in Jerusalem but you hear them all the way in Bethlehem
那一天在以色列祭司们吹角的时候他们在伯利恒城都可以听得见
The trumpet sound Something has changed
角被吹响了有一个事情要发生
There's a new phase about to begin
一个新的阶段就要开始了
What is this feast of trumpets called?
这个吹角节被称为什么呢
Rosh Hashanah? You know this, Hebrew?
Mm-hmm. Rosh Hashanah.
It's a new...
right?
It means first day of the year.
这就是被称为新年的第一天。
Now you see, the day of Passover was the first day of the year.
你知道逾越节是那一年的开始。
But now here is Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year.
但是现在这边又有了一个叫做 Rosh Hashanah 是新年的开始
There's a connection between the first of the feasts and now these latter rain feasts
所以这有一个联络就是这个春天的节的开始和秋天这个节的开始
And so the trumpet blows
所以这个角被吹响
And that seventh month
在第七个月
Now it marked the new year
这是新年的开始
But do you know what else it marks?
你知道还标记任何其另外一件事吗
Almost every child of Israel looks forward to hearing that trumpet.
每一个以色列的子民都在期待着听见那个角声
Because it speaks of something marvelous.
因为这说到一件非常奇妙的事
It also speaks of the beginning of the sabbatical year and the year of Jubilee.
它也是说到这个安息年和禧年的开始
There's something future about that trumpet sound.
所以这个角声告诉我们将来要发生的事。
If it is the year of Jubilee, it is the year of years.
如果这是喜年的话，那这就是年中之年。
And we hear this in the Feast of the Trumpets.
我们是从这个吹角节的角声开始的。
It's as if the trumpets are saying, "Awake, awake! The Messiah is coming soon."
好像在这边这个角声告诉我们说，要醒来，要醒来，因为弥赛亚就要来到。
And suddenly we're newly awakened to something we've always known within.
所以突然间，我们已经知道的一些事情从我们里边醒悟过来。
As our brother put it tonight,
像我们弟兄今天晚上说的，
there's still one more course to this meal.
我们的这个筵席仍然有一道菜还要来。
We speak of our fellowship together as being full.
我们说到我们的交通是这样的一个丰满的交通。
John says that your joy may be full.
约翰说到让您的喜乐可以得满足。
Fellowship with the Father and the Son and with one another is full.
我们与父与子的交通，我们彼此的交通得以丰满。
It is indeed a rest within a rest.
这实在是一个安息里边的安息。
And yet the trump awakes us to something more.
但是这边这个角声把我们从一种更新的惊醒。
Still something that needs to be done.
还有一件事情必须要成就。
The kingdom is incomplete.
这个国度还没有完全。
Until the king comes back.
除非我们的王回到我们的中间。
And so the saints are stirred afresh by those trumpets.
所以圣徒们重新被这个角声所唤醒。
Now, as you know, as you see here in Leviticus chapter 23,
你从利未节23章看见,
when we come to verse 26, it is the Day of Atonement.
到了26节的时候就是赎罪日。
It's a most holy day.
是最圣的那个日子。
It's one of the feasts.
是他们节期的一个。
But it's a feast, that's a fast.
但是却是一个禁食的一个节日。
And from the evening of that day until the evening of the next day, nobody eats or drinks anything.
从头一天晚上开始到第二天晚上结束，没有人吃喝。
It's a fellowship that involves humbling.
是一个交通，但是却让我们要刻苦己心。
It says in the Hebrew, afflict your souls on the Day of Atonement.
我们必须要在赎罪日这一天刻苦己心。
And we know it's the one day in the year when the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies with the sprinkled blood of the Lamb in order to atone for the sins of Israel.
我们知道一年中间就是这一天，大祭司要带着这个血，祭牲的血，进到至圣所里边，要来点这个血。
Now you notice in these verses that we read, the emphasis on don't do any work. This is a total Sabbath.
你注意到刚才读的这段经文告诉我们说，什么工都不可做，这是一个完全的圣安息日。
And if you noticed when we read there in verse 32,
你注意到32节,
this is the one feast that the Lord calls the Sabbath of Sabbaths.
这是这样的一个节期，主在这边说，这是安息日中的安息日。
This is the ultimate Sabbath.
这是一个最终的安息日。
No work.
没有任何的工作。
Oh, but wait a minute.
等一下。
There's one man who is very busy.
只有一个人，他非常的忙碌。
Who's that?
他是谁呢?
The high priest.
就是这位大祭司。
All day long, he's going in and out of the holy place, the holy of holies, the holy place, to the outer court, back into the holy place.
整天他就在这边忙碌，从圣所进到至圣所，又出来，然后又进去。
And every time he goes, he has to wash again and again and remain clean as he goes in and out and in and out. It's a very solemn activity.
实在是一个严肃的事情，因为他进到至圣所，他必须要再洗他的身体。
And as he goes in and out, perhaps you don't know this,
也许你还不知道这一点，当他进进出出的时候，
it came to the time where the Jews no longer said the name Jehovah because it was too holy to say.
到那个时候，以色列人他们尊神的名为圣，他们已经不能称呼神的名字。
But during the Day of Atonement,
但是在这个赎罪日，
the high priest spoke the name of Jehovah 10 times in the Holy of Holies.
在至圣所的里面，大祭司他要把神的名字念10遍。
This is very interesting.
这是非常有趣。
Meanwhile, it's as if all of Israel waits at their door to see if the high priest will come out and their sins will have been forgiven.
同时，所有的以色列民，他们就在自己的帐篷面前，在门口站立，等候着看见这个大祭司出来，
It's like that wonderful story in the Old Testament when Moses would go into the tent of meeting.
就好像在旧约圣经里面这个故事，摩西进到会幕里面。
And you remember the glory of the cloud would come down on this tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses.
你记得神的荣耀就降临在这个会幕的上面，然后摩西就在会幕里面与神说话。
But it says when Moses walked into the tent, all of the men in Israel stood in their doors to watch and see if Moses came back out.
那边就说到，当摩西要往会幕去的时候，所有以色列人都站起来在自己帐篷的门口，看见摩西进到会幕里面。
The Day of Atonement is indeed a very special day.
这个赎罪日实在是一个特别的日子。
But there's a secondary meaning to the Day of Atonement that's lost on us because we're so concerned about our sin.
因为我们太注重赎罪这件事情，所以赎罪日还有一个。第二方面的意义我们都忘掉了。
We know that our sins were placed under the blood through the Passover lamb back in Passover.
你记得吗？在逾越节，我们的罪都已经被放在羔羊宝血遮盖之下。
But this day of atonement is for atonement.
但是这个赎罪日却是为了赎我们的罪。
It's a Sabbath of Sabbaths.
是安息日的安息日。
Because there's a total satisfaction.
因为在这里有一个完全的满足。
The feasts in the springtime talk about those things that establish our lives in Christ.
春天的这些节期说到我们的生命在基督里边被建立。
But the feasts of the fall in the seventh month are those feasts that mature us and bring us to readiness for the kingdom to come.
但是秋天这些节期，七月的节期就说到我们的生命得以成熟，我们要迎接王的再来。
What else was significant about the Day of Atonement besides the fact that the sins were forgiven?
除了赎罪日我们的罪被赎以外，还有什么事情是这样的有意义呢？
Well, it's because the Day of Atonement is what we might call the day of the one man in the glory.
因为赎罪日是我们可称为一个日子，就是有一个人在荣耀的里面。
The high priest represented all the children of Israel.
大祭司代表所有以色列的儿女。
And just think about this privilege.
就是来想一想他所拥有的这个特权。
Once a year, carrying the precious blood, he goes into the Holy of Holies in the glory and meets with God face to face.
一年就这么一次，他带着这个祭牲的血进到至圣所里边，与荣耀的神面对面。
He calls on the name Jehovah 10 times.
然后他就来呼叫神的名字十次。
He prays for the forgiveness of the sins of Israel.
他就为以色列的赦罪来祷告。
But you see, this is a picture for us.
看见吗？这边是关于我们的一个图画。
This is a picture of a feast where the Christian has come to a place of maturity.
这是当基督徒的生命进到成熟的一个光景。
It's a Sabbath of Sabbaths.
是安息日的安息日。
What is this picture?
这是个什么样的图画？
It's a picture of when we come into that one man.
这是一幅图画，当我们都已经成熟进到那个人的里面。
You remember Ephesians 4:13.
你记得以弗所书4:13?
It says, until we all come to the unity of the faith.
然后当我们众人在真道上长大成人。
And to all mature men.
我们都得以长大成人。
To the fullness of the stature of Christ.
我们得以长有基督完全长成的丰满的生命。
Our lives come to a place where they're summed up in the one man.
当所有的圣徒都成熟的时候，他们就进到一个人的成熟的身量里边。
Now what does that mean?
这意味着什么呢？
The Lord has been doing a work in your life.
主在你的生命里边做工。
He's been stripping away our self-reliance.
他把我们这种自己可以靠得住自己的拿去。
He's been stripping away our rationalization.
他把我们所有这些讲理的东西拿去。
And he's been bringing us into a reliance on the one man.
他把我们都带来完全的信靠一个人。
From our tents, it's as if we're looking to the one man in the glory for everything.
从我们自己的帐幕，我们看见那一个人，那个人进到荣耀里面去。
He has become our righteousness.
他成了我们的圣洁。
He has become our sanctification.
他成了我们的公义。
He has become our redemption.
他成了我们的救赎。
He has become our wisdom.
他成了我们的智慧。
Our lives are hid in the one man.
我们的生命都藏在他的里面。
There's a man in the glory whose life is for me.
他在荣耀里边，但是他的生命却是属于我的。
But we're living our lives with that one man in view.
但是我们就是来看着他来过我们地上的生活。
Now this is a place of maturity.
这个是生命进到成熟的光景。
Our lives are as Paul says, for me to live is Christ.
就像保罗所说的那样，我们活着就是基督。
Now we can see immediately that Paul has been stripped away of so much of Paul.
我们立刻就可以看出，保罗已经把他很多的他的自己被神拿去了。
All of that righteousness of the past has become filthy rags.
他所有那些自义都成为脏的衣服。
Even the many successes he's had in ministering and in planting and building up the church as a master builder is nothing to him.
甚至作为一个聪明的工头，他建了那么多教会，这些事情在他都看都不算得上。
His life has become focused in the one man.
他的整个的生命现在就专注在一个人的身上。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
It's no longer issues about myself.
现在不再是关于我自己了。
Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
保罗说，我活着就是基督。
And if I die, it's gain because I go to be with Christ.
我死了就有益处，因为我要与基督同在。
Whether I live, whether I die, it's all about the one man.
或死或活都是关乎基督的。
How Paul's vision has been filled with the one man.
看见保罗的眼睛只有一个人。
And do you know what happens to a saint as they come to that place?
你知道作为圣徒如果能够来到这样的光景里面。
And of course, none of us are there perfectly.
当然我们没有一个人是变得完全才能进到
all of us are there in increasing degree.
但是我们都到那边去的时候就能增加这样的一个程度。
This is the Sabbath of Sabbaths.
这就是那个安息日的安息日。
There remains therefore a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
有一个安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
For he who rests is he who has ceased from his works as God has from his.
因为进入安息的人是歇了自己的工。
Diligently labor to enter into that rest.
我们要竭力地进入那个安息。
When it's all about Christ.
这一切都是关于耶稣基督。
It's all about Him.
全是关乎他的。
And your life has entered into an atonement.
你的生命现在进入到那个赎罪的。
Now you know this is one of those few words in English which can be broken up into at one.
所以这是很少的几个英文词，你可以把它拆开来，就是一个。一和 one.
We have been made one.
我们已经被做成了一个一。
It's all about him.
是全都是关乎他的。
We've entered into a level of life that is abundant.
我们进入到一个生命，那是一个丰满的生命的。
But we don't spend it on ourselves.
但是我们不是把这个生命用来为自己而活。
Because those who have entered into a Sabbath of Sabbaths have entered into a life of intercession for others.
那些进入到安息日的安息日里边的这些圣徒，他们是为着其他人来代祷。
It's about what the Lord wants.
而是关乎主所要的。
It's a fellowship of intercession.
是一个代祷的一个生命。
You are Christ for other people.
对其他的人来讲，你就是基督。
You help people with Christ's hand.
你用基督，你帮助其他的人用基督的手。
You pray for those people in your closet.
你用在你的暗室里头，你为他们代祷。
Do you live for others?
你是不是为了其他人的生活呢？
Paul says, "Well, now we since Christ died, we all died."
保罗说，因为基督死了，所以我们众人都死了。
And our lives, we don't live for ourselves anymore.
然后我们的生命就不再为自己而活了。
But we live them for the one man.
我们都是为着他而活。
Lord, what do you want?
主啊，你要什么？
Lord, what can I do?
主啊，我能做什么？
No more, Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me.
不再是说主啊，你给我，给我，给我。
Of course, the Lord asks us to ask for our daily bread.
当然主让我们为着我们每日的饮食来祷告。
Ask for his protection.
我们要来祈求他的保护。
But have you realized?
但是你没有意识到。
Your life isn't about you.
你的生命不是为着你自己。
It's for those around you.
而是为着你周围的人。
That's why you're in that school.
这是为什么你要去读书。
That's why you're on that job.
这是为什么你有那份工作。
It's not about you.
不是关于你自己。
People say, oh, the Lord led me to this wonderful job. I'm making so much money.
有些人会说神奇妙的带领我给我这份好工作我可以挣这么多钱
The Lord says, oh, money, money, that's good. Now use it for others.
神说啊，你挣钱是好的但是呢你要把这个钱用来服侍别人
Oh, blessed is the saint who's come into the Sabbath of Sabbaths.
能够进入到安息日的安息日里边的圣徒是何等的有福
This is the bride being adorned. The husband's almost ready to come back when somebody's life is for the one.
当我们在为其他人生活的时候，这就是那个已经几乎装扮好的心腹，要等待着新郎的再来。
And this leads us, of course, to the final feast.
当然，这就带领我们来到最后的这个节日。
The Feast of Tabernacles.
就是祝棚节。
Do you know what else it's called?
你知道祝棚节还被称为什么吗？
The Feast.
就被称为这个节。
You remember the Lord Jesus in John chapter 7.
你记得在约翰福音第七章
Jesus went into Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles.
就是在这个祝棚节的时候主耶稣来到耶路撒冷。
And it just says on the last day of the great feast.
说到在节期的最后一日。
Because if you tell the Jews, have you gone to the feast?
因为你如果问一个犹太人你有没有去过节
it means, it doesn't mean Passover, it doesn't mean Pentecost, it means Tabernacles.
并不是当这样问的时候并不是在说逾越节或者是其他的节而是祝棚节。
It's the crowning feast.
这是那个顶峰的那个节日。
The feast.
就是那个节。
Well, now, we read it in Leviticus, and we read the story, but let's just look in Deuteronomy chapter 16 at a parallel passage.
我们来看在申命记16章里边有一个平行的经节。
Just a few verses in Deuteronomy chapter 16.
在申命记16章里有几处的经节，有 几个的经节。
At verse 13.
第13节。
You shall celebrate the Feast of Booths 7 days after you have gathered in from your threshing floor and your wine vat. And you shall rejoice in your feast. You and your son and your daughter and male and female servants and the Levite and the stranger and the orphan and the widow who are in your towns. 7 days you shall celebrate a feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses. Because the Lord your God will bless you.In all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you will be altogether joyful.
你把禾场的谷、酒榨的酒收藏以后，就要守祝棚节七日。守节的时候，你和你的儿女、仆婢，并住在你城里的利未人，以及寄居的与孤儿寡妇，都要欢乐。在耶和华所选择的地方，你当向耶和华你的神守节七日，因为耶和华你的神在你一切的土产上。和你手里所办的事上都要赐福于你，你就非常的欢乐。
Now this is our joy made full.
这是我们的喜乐得以充足。
Did you notice the command?
你记得那个命令吗
？Rejoice.
要喜乐。
Rejoice.
你们要
rejoice. Three times in that passage.
在那个经文里头有三次重复说到喜乐。
You're commanded to rest and have a good time.
你们都是被命令要来安息。要来欢乐。
So every Sabbath, even today, a practicing Jew gets a bunch of palm branches and things, waves them around and sings to the Lord.
就是今天那些很严肃的犹太人，当安息日来到的时候，他们就会把那个棕树叶子、棕树枝子拿过来，他们就会在那欢乐赞。
Even outdoors in Brooklyn and New York, you can see these men with their dark coats on, and they're dancing around and waving this palm tree because this is the happiest season of the year.
正在纽约 Brooklyn 那个地方，你就可以看见这些犹太人穿着长袍子，然后他们就在那边欢乐跳舞，用棕树枝子。
Now the Feast of Tabernacles developed in its spiritual meaning.
但是这个祝棚节却有它属灵的意义。
We can see that originally it was a harvest festival like our Thanksgiving.
从最初来看好像是一个收藏出产以后的一个 欢乐像我们的感恩节一样
When they had brought in the grain
当他们把收藏出产都收藏起来
And also the grapes
所有的葡萄
And also the olives
所有的橄榄
And also the pomegranates
所有的石榴
And also the other fruits
所有其他的果子
Now their house was full
现在他们的房子都充满了果实。
And they celebrated and danced around and thanked the Lord for His bounty to them.
然后他们就在那边欢乐跳舞，感谢神给他们丰盛的祝福。
The Lord says, "I will bless you."
神说，我要祝福你们。
And they're rejoicing like a Thanksgiving.
他们就像我们过感恩节一样，在那边欢喜快乐。
But the feast took on a deeper meaning.
但是这个节期却有一个更深的含义。
Because, as you'll remember the story, Solomon built that beautiful temple.
你记得这个故事，所罗门建了那个美好的圣殿。
And they arranged all of the furniture.
他们就把所有的家具都摆好。
And guess what day they finished the work?
你记不记得他们在什么日子完成了那个工作？
Yes. It was the day of the Feast of Tabernacles that the glory of God came down on the temple.
是在那个祝棚节的那个日子，神的荣耀就充满了这个圣殿。
And so they had a feast for 7 days. This is in 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
这是在历代志下第五章那边所记载的。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
They had such a good time. Solomon said, "Let's do it another 7 days."
他们欢乐了七日，他们如此的欢乐，所以所罗门王就说，我们再来欢乐七日。
And they feasted and they danced for another 7 days.
所以他们在那边欢乐跳舞，又欢庆了七日。
Oh, what joy in Jerusalem!
那个时候耶路撒冷充满了欢乐。
Why was there such joy in Jerusalem?
为什么在耶路撒冷有这样的欢乐？
Because something had happened.
因为发生了一些事情。
What happened?
发生了什么事呢?
We sang it.
我们唱过这首歌的。
The only thing we sometimes miss when we sing, "This is my rest forever, here will I dwell," is that it's the Lord who's saying that.
很多的时候我们唱这首歌，这是我的安息之所，我要在这里安息，我们忘掉了，那是神自己所说的话。
If you look in Psalm 132, you'll see it's the Lord in quotations that says, "This is my rest forever, here will I dwell."
如果你看诗篇132篇的话，你发现那是神在那边自己的话被引用，他说这是我永远安息之所，我要在这里安息。
And now the Lord has found a resting place and he says, "I will abundantly bless your provision, I'll clothe your priests, I'll fill you with joy, because I have found my resting place in the temple."
神说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，这是我愿意的，我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷。
All the people were so happy.
所有这些圣民他们都是如此的欢乐。
The Levites were singing and dancing.
利未人在那边唱歌跳舞。
The people were waving their palms.
所有的人民在那边挥舞他们的中指。
Is there anything more wonderful than to know that God has found his rest among his people?
有任何的事情比这更大吗？就是神在他的子民中间找到了他的安息之所。
And the glory remained on the temple.
神的荣耀就停在圣殿的里面。
But then the third stage of the Feast of Tabernacles deepened after the Babylonian captivity.
在巴比伦被掳到巴比伦区之后，关于祝棚节又有一个更深的一个意义。
You remember from the prophecy of Ezekiel that because of the unfaithfulness of Israel, the glory departed from the temple.
你记得以西结的预言里边所说到，因为以色列人向神不忠心，人的荣耀离开了他们。
And Nebuchadnezzar came into Jerusalem and destroyed God's house.
尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，毁灭了神的圣殿。
God had no rest.
神没有安息。
There was no blessing.
没有神的祝福。
The glory had departed.
神的荣耀离开了耶路撒冷。
And the children were living in Babylon in tents for 70 years.
神的百姓在巴比伦那边住在帐篷里七十年。
When the remnant came back,
当这些余数回归的时候
，they built the temple,
他们重建了
the house of God,
他们重建了神的殿。
But where's the glory?
但是荣耀在哪里呢
？There was no ark in the holy of holies.
在至圣所的里面没有了神的约柜。
And there was no glory.
这个里边没有神的荣耀。
They were humbled by this.
他们因此而降卑。
But then, they also began to rejoice.
然后他们又再次的开始有了喜乐。
It's worth looking at the moment where this change took place.
我们能够来看一下这个改变是如何发生的。
It's in Nehemiah chapter 8.
是在尼希米记第八章。
Something happened.
发生了一件事情。
And it was a breakthrough.
这是一个突破。
In Nehemiah chapter 8, you see that all the people gathered in verse 1 at the water gate, and Ezra began to teach the law.
这个时候，所有以色列人都聚集在水门前的宽阔处，文士以斯拉就开始来读律法。
Let's look a few verses beginning in verse 14.
从第十四节开始读。
They found written in the law,how the Lord had commanded through Moses that the sons of Israel should live in booths during the feast of the seventh month.
他们见律法上写着，耶和华借摩西吩咐以色列人要在七月住住棚。
So they proclaimed and circulated a proclamation in their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go out to the hills and bring olive branches and wild olive branches, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of other leafy trees to make booths, as it is written.
并要在各城和耶路撒冷宣传报告说，你们当上山将橄榄树、野橄榄树、番石榴树、棕树和各样茂密树的枝子取来。
So the people went out and brought them and made booths for themselves, each on his roof and in their courts and in the courts of the house of God and in the square at the water gate and in the square at the gate of Ephraim. The entire assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and lived in them. The sons of Israel had indeed not done so from the days of Joshua the son of Nun to that day. And there was great rejoicing.
于是百姓出去取了树枝来，个人在自己的房顶上，或院内，或神殿的院内，或水门的宽阔处，或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚。从被掳之地归回的会众，全会众就搭棚，住在棚里。从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候，直到这日，以色列人没有这样行。于是众人大大喜乐。
Now, if you see in verse 2, they gathered on the first day of the seventh month.
如果你看第二节的话，他们是在七月第一日聚集。
And Ezra began to read the law.
以斯拉就开始来读律法书。
And they didn't even know about the Feast of Tabernacles.
那个时候他们甚至都忘记了住棚节。
In verse 14, they found it was written in the book.
到了第十四节，他们才发现律法书上写的住棚节。
And they said, well, wait a minute, this is the seventh month.
他们说等一等这个就是第七个月。
We need to go and get these palms and make these booths.
我们要去把这些棕树枝取来，我们要来做棚。
And even though they were just a remnant,
甚至他们只是那个剩下的余民。
It says there has never been such a celebration.
但是这边说到其实从约书亚时候起就再没有这样的。
You see, the children of Israel had been in the long summer of captivity.
你看见以色列的儿女们他们其实已经经过了很漫长的这个夏天的被掳之。
And they appreciated this feast of booths and celebrated with great rejoicing.
他们就在这边用极大的欢乐来欢庆这个住棚节。
And it was during this period after the captivity that they added two more parts to the Feast of Tabernacles.
就当他们被掳归回了以后，他们就在住棚节的上面又加了两处。
And they added, made two additions to the feast because of the prophecies that they had received even while they were in captivity.
因为他们在被掳的时候，因为神的预言，所以他们就在这个住棚节上又加了两项。
Number one,
第一项
the prophets prophesied that there would come a day when the Messiah and his kingdom would come.
因为先知预言说有一天这个弥赛亚会来到。
And out of the temple,would flow rivers of living water.
从神的圣殿就会流出那个生命的流出活水来。
And so every day of the Feast of Tabernacles, they went down to the pool of Siloam and got some water and went back and poured it on top of the temple.
所以每一天每一住棚节的每一天他们都下去从希罗亚池打水来然后到殿顶上把它浇下来。
They remembered Isaiah 55.
你记得他们记得以赛亚书五十五章。
Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat.
每一个口渴的人，你们都可以来，没有钱也可以来。
It was talking about when the Messiah comes and everyone would feast in the land.
这是说到当弥赛亚来了以后，每一个人都可以在这个羔羊上的来相交。
So for 7 days they poured out the water.
所以七天他们在那边把水倒出来。
But the 8th day,was a solemn convocation.
第八日是一个严肃的盛会。
And they didn't pour water on the temple.
他们没有在这个圣殿的顶上来浇水。
Because they recognized the water was not flowing because the Messiah had not returned.
他们在这边承认说因为弥赛亚还没有来所以这个水还没有办法流出来。
And it was on that 8th day, the great day of the feast, that Jesus stood up in the midst of Jerusalem.
就是在这个节期最大最后之日耶稣基督站起来。
And he said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
他说如果有口渴的人请到我这里来我可以 让他们
As the scriptures say, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
就像圣经上所说的从他们的腹中要流出活水的江河
Do you know what the next verse says there in John chapter 7?
你记得在约翰福音第七章里边下一个经节说的是什么吗？
And many believed he was the Messiah.
很多的人就相信了他就是弥赛亚。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很奇妙吗？
Jesus said, I'm the fulfillment of that water that will come gushing out of the temple one day.
耶稣说，我就是来成全这个预言，有一天水和水的江河要从圣殿流出来。
If you're thirsty, come to me.
如果你口渴了，你们可以到我这里来。
And so we see that now the children of Israel celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles with a yearning desire for that day the Messiah would come back.
当以色列人的百姓在这边充满了盼望，有一天弥赛亚要来到他们的中间。
The second ceremony they added.
他们加了第二个的仪式,
was that they constructed four huge lamps that they put in the women's court in the temple.
他们就在这个女院里边加了四个那个灯台,
and every night they lit those lamps and you could see that light throughout the whole city of Jerusalem.
每一天晚上他们就把这四个灯点燃，所以整个耶路撒冷城都可以看见这四座灯。
And you remember the next thing the Lord said after he said, I am the living water?
你记得主耶稣说我是这个生命的活水之后又说了什么？
I am the light of the world.
他说我就是世上的光。
This also was during the Feast of Tabernacles.
这也是在祝棚节的时候说的。
In John chapter 8 and in John chapter 9, when he healed the blind man, I am the light of the world.
在约翰福音第八章第九章里边，他治好了这个睁来瞎眼的人以后说，我是世上的光。
And so now the Feast of Tabernacles took on a forward looking for the Messiah to come.
所以现在这个祝棚节有一个往前朝向将来的一个看见，是指着弥赛亚说的。
We only have one more verse to look at and we're through.
我们要来看一处经节。
If you turn to the very end of Zechariah, which is just before Malachi, right at the end of the Old Testament.
将近旧约圣经结尾的地方。 撒迦利亚书就是在马拉基书之前。
Zechariah chapter 14 is talking about when the Messiah comes back.
撒迦利亚书十四章说到主耶稣说到弥赛亚来之前。
Just to get your reference, we look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which is in front of Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives will split in its middle from east to west by a very large valley, so that the half of the mountain will move toward the north and the other half toward the south.
那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷面前朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西，成为极大的谷。
And this is talking about the great day of the coming of the Lord.
这是说到主耶稣
And you, if you read the whole chapter, you'll see that.
如果你读了整个这一章，你就会看见这一点。
But just look where it ends up in verse 16.
我们来看一下到第16节它是如何结束。
Then it will come about that any who are left of all the nations that went against Jerusalem will go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
所有来攻击耶路撒冷 国中剩下的人必年年上来敬拜大军万军之耶和华，并守祝棚节。
And so Zechariah, who was a prophet of the recovery and the return of the remnant,
所以撒迦利亚作为这个预言到将来渔民回归的这样一个先知，
He says, one day the king will come back.
他说有一天王会回来，
and establish his throne in Jerusalem.
他会在耶路撒冷建立他的宝座。
And all the Gentiles will come up every year to the Feast of Tabernacles.
所有的外邦人每一年他们都要上来过这个祝棚节。
This is the fullness of fellowship.
所以这个就是那个丰满的交通。
So we come to our final feast.
所以我们来到这个节期的最后一个节。
By the grace of God, we have already tasted the living water in Jesus Christ.
靠着主的恩典，我们在耶稣基督的里面已经尝到了这个活水。We
have seen the light.
我们也看见了这个光。And
despite our success in this world, we still realize we only live in booths.
尽管我们在世上可以有成功，但是我们仍然不过是住在棚里。This
world is not our home.
这个世界不是我们的家。We
rejoice in the faithfulness of our God.
我们 靠着我们神的信实而喜乐,
but we long for the day when our King will be back.
但是我们却渴慕着我们的王能够再回来。
I'm sorry, one more scripture.
对不起, 还有另外的一处圣经。
There's such a beautiful picture in the book of Revelation chapter 7.
在启示录第七章还有这么美好的一幅图画
of the Feast of Tabernacles, as it were, happening already up in heaven.
这个祝棚节在天上已经开始了。
Just look at verses 9 and 10.
看第九节第十节。
It just pictures that Feast of Tabernacles.
这是一幅关于祝棚节的那个图画。
Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章
After these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one can count from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb clothed in white robes and palm branches were in their hands and they cried out with a loud voice salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb
此后我观看见有许多的人没有人能数过来是从各国各族各民各方来的站在宝座和羔羊面前身穿白衣手拿棕树枝大声喊着说愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神也归于羔羊
We have entered already into the days of the Feast of Tabernacles
我们已经进入到这个祝棚节的时际里面
The Lord is coming back to take his kingdom
主耶稣要回来得他的国
We're to rest in him
我们要在他里边安息
It's all about the one man now.
现在所有的目光都集中在这个人身上
We're to watch and to pray.
我们应该来守望来祷告
It's all about the one man now.
现在一切都是关乎的这个人
We celebrate the feast.
我们来过这个节
With joy in our hearts.
我们心里边充满喜乐
And with anticipation.
我们也充满了盼望
Our Lord Jesus is coming soon.
我们的主耶稣基督要快回来
We can rejoice in that.
我们可以因此而欢乐
And even from the earliest days of the church,
甚至从早期的教会开始
When they took communion together,
当他们一同来交通的时候
They remembered the Lord's death until he came.
他们来纪念主的死的时候
In the Lord's table is the fulfillment of all of these seven feasts.
在主的桌子上面就成就了所有这七个节
And all they could say at the end of this table was Maranatha.
所以我们能说的在这个节期的末了就是主愿你快来
May the Lord come soon
愿主你快来
I don't know if we're in the first day or the second day or the third day
我不知道我们是在这个节期的第一天或者第二天或者第三天
But it's time to put your little booth in order
但是现在我们需要把我们的棚子要整理好
It's time to watch and pray
现在是要守望是要祷告的时候
It's time to rejoice with the saints
这个是我们与众圣徒一起欢乐的时候
It's time to acknowledge this world is not our home
是这个时候我们要来宣告说这个世界不是我们的家
Still one more great solemn day of the feast to come
这个 节期还有最后的那个严肃的神圣的日子要来到
May the Lord cause us to enter into the fullness of joy
愿神能够使我们一同进入到这个丰满的喜乐里
Even though we don't see him we love him now
虽然我们肉眼没有看见他但是我们却因他而我们却爱他
Very soon we will see him whom we love
再过不久我们就要亲眼看见我们所爱的那一位
Our Lord we come and worship you
我们的主我们来到你面前敬拜你
With hands raised and palms flowing we worship you
我们的手举起来我们的棕树枝在那边摇动我们来敬拜你
He who has become the one man for us
他成了那一个我们所注视的人
The total satisfaction of God
他就是带给神完全满足的那一位
The one who sees God face to face
他就是那与神面对面交通的那一位
Our lives are hid in thee
我们的生命藏在你的里面
We rejoice in this oneness
我们在这个合一的里面欢喜快乐
We rejoice in this feast together
我们在这个节日的里面欢喜快乐
Oh, and we pray for the great ingathering at the very end
我们为着最后的这个大收割我们来欢乐
And even for the day when all nations will gather together to wave their hands before the great King and Messiah, Jesus Christ.
当那一天万民都聚在这边来欢呼迎接我们的主。
And so in our hearts we begin this celebration.
在我们的心里边我们今天就可以来开始这样的一个欢乐。
And tomorrow as we gather around the table we continue the solemn assembly.
明天早上当我们围绕在饼桌面前的时候我们要一起继续来这样的一个欢乐
And the feast of fellowship where the Lord came down
这样的一个与主交通的筵席当主来到我们的中间
Willing to eat among men
愿意在我们中间与我们一同坐席
Oh Lord grant us the joy of the feast
主愿你赐给我们这个筵席里面的欢乐
We pray in Jesus' precious name
我们靠着主耶稣宝贵的名祈求
Amen
Amen